All right, brothers, welcome back for our second night of presentations. Brothers, allow me to introduce Brother Nick Phillips. Brother Phillips was initiated into the Mu Eta chapter at the University of Central Florida in the spring of 2016. He has served as vice president and FEO of his chapter. He holds a Bachelor of Arts in Music and Digital Media and works as a full-time security specialist. He has also been part of the Sinfonia Winds, featured on an album of new music, and featured in a short film, Through the Symbols I Will Watch. He is currently working on his MBA online through the University of North Texas and records music in his spare time to put on his YouTube channel, which I am going to link in the chat in just a moment. The title of his talk is How to Become the Benevolent Brother. Brothers, please help me to welcome Brother Nick Phillips.
Hello, everyone. Like Brother Friday has said, my name is Nicholas Phillips, and we'll just get right on into it. I'm going to go ahead and preface this with saying that I am not an expert on the topic of benevolence. It's just my thoughts and my perspectives over the last couple of years since the pandemic has been a thing, and just some thoughts and ongoing processes going into that. So, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen for presentation in 3, 2, 1. I get right here and right there. And then can I hide? There we go. Perfect. So, how to become the benevolent Sinfonian presentation by myself. Can I not click? There he is. So, what is it to be benevolent? Just kind of going right out the gate. Any thoughts? Feel free to put it in the chat or chime in. Steven, are you trying to reply or?
Oh, sorry about that. Nope.
Okay, cool. I will skip on to the next part then. So, kind of looking up online, looking at Oxford and all the good dictionaries like that. To be benevolent is to act with kindness or acting with the disposition to do good. And I just kind of put in a little picture of Ashen because whenever the I kind of was putting this together in my mind, I just always went back to him because Ashen is just essentially the definition of what it was to do good and acting with that disposition to do good. We can also use words like being selfless or being altruistic. If you kind of think back to certain things that we do, I'm not going to quote things right now, but these words are pretty common throughout some of our important ceremonies. But in addition to this, I would like to add the words of also to do so, to do good without expecting anything in return. So, kind of where that being selfless or altruistic comes in more so. And this is kind of where the where being benevolent is as a Sinfonian is a very strong characteristic of what we are. So speaking of which, where is benevolence in Sinfonia? I like to look at this. I've picked this up a couple years ago, well, a few years ago, but this is called the three powers of brotherhood. You'll see that there is a triangle because triangles are cool. But there are three points. Points 1, 2, and 3, kind of in descending order, are brotherhood, music, and service. So these are three things that I like to ask people on an individual basis, on a chapter basis, where they see themselves or the chapter that they're a part of at any given moment. So we can kind of measure ourselves like where we want to be in the direct center of that triangle, right? But obviously, we're not always in that in the center of that triangle as much as we want to be. We just can't do it for one or for one reason or another. I feel like myself personally, I've always been more towards the music side because I like making music. I like helping people bring things together. But just kind of, if anyone wants to take a quick stab at it, where would you place yourself at if you wouldn't mind sharing?
Brother Phillips, if it's all right with you, we could encourage some audience participation on this one by making use of the annotation feature through Zoom. If you wouldn't mind, could you tell me what were the 3 points one more time?
Yeah, so point one would be brotherhood, point two on the left would be music, and point three is service. Yeah, and if you have anything, if you have anything to do with the Zoom stuff, then feel free to, because I'm not a Zoom wizard.
But anybody who's interested, the annotation feature is located at the top. There should be a little drop-down menu with the options there. I would recommend the stamp feature associated with that, and then you can go ahead and put a stamp wherever you see yourself. I'm going to put one right about there to say that I'm definitely more into the brotherhood side, pretty into the music side, a little less in terms of service. And a question from the chat from Brother Hoffman. You may have said it, but I missed it. Service to what or to whom?
That's a great question, because we are not a service fraternity, but we do acts of service through our philanthropies, right? So the MMM's big one, right? Always doing the flower missions as it originated, but we've expanded that to doing things like instrument drives. We've done instrument petting zoos, things of that nature. So I would say that it kind of depends on what you want to do with that. I mean, again, this isn't like a strictly defining, hey, this is service, this is where we need to be, but this is kind of the three things that were always brought to our attention as far as of what we looked for whenever we were talking about this, because some brothers are really, really darn good at the brotherhood aspect of getting folks together to go and do things, like from a fraternal sense of just hanging out, just kind of taking care of each other in that respect. Some folks are really, really darn good at the music aspect, and some folks are really darn good at the service aspect. Like, there are some chapters I've seen that have done some really incredible projects that I've never seen any other chapters do. And sometimes that's a matter of they've been doing it as a historical sense for their chapter. But I've also seen it as sometimes saying, hey, let's just go and do this. If that answers your question. I'm kind of looking at the chats too. We're trying to. Yes, thanks. Perfect. I need to get this out of the way. No. I'm stamping everywhere. How do I?
Up at the top, you'll need to click on the little X to take you out of the annotations.
Yeah, I think I just went backwards. I don't want to do that. There we go. Cool. So there's some extra hearts on the screen now. That's okay though. So like from seeing this, we're definitely gearing ourselves more towards brotherhood and music. And there's a couple of check marks up here by service, which is good. Again, like I said before, it's good to see that we do have efforts towards service as well, because we have to sacrifice sometimes, right? But going forward, there we go. Oh, yeah. So just before we go on, this is kind of explaining my process as I was thinking about what these three powers entailed, right? So brotherhood, it's mentioned a lot in our object. But how can we seek to act with benevolence for the sake of brotherhood? So for me, it's making time to be there whenever you're needed, within reason. Say, for example, someone's car breaks down on the side of the road and you happen to have a free 30 minutes to go and help them out. To me, that's an act of brotherhood to going, helping them, even though it means absolutely nothing for you. It helps that brother out and helps them take their little ease of mind a little bit. For music, we are a music fraternity. if you look back at our history, our brothers have literally shaped what music in America started as, between the symphony orchestras, the conservatories, and things like that. And then ways that we can seek to act with benevolence for the sake of music. For me, I've got two that I really like. The first one is offering myself to composers, saying, hey, I'm a guinea pig to bring out what you want to make into reality, and making that more than just a MIDI software instrument on a computer that may not be performed this year because of the pandemic. And not even for just brothers, but for everyone. There are Facebook groups that are out there that you can join and say, hey, I'm a musician. I play this, that, the other. And sometimes offer say, hey, I can record this for you, because you'll see that these emulated tracks come out whenever it's a new track, like some of them have been this year. Another one is for advocating for newer music, because as American music in our fraternity, it's not just a matter of classical music anymore. It's not just a matter of jazz anymore, but looking at things like rap, rock, and all the many, 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 many genres that have come out, and not just supporting the main two, as it were. And then to go into service, we may not be a dedicated service fraternity, like I mentioned earlier, but the MMM is our main philanthropy and has been throughout our history. And a way that I go to accomplish this is, at the collegiate level, it's harder for me as alumni and working full time. And I mean, I just moved back to Florida about 3 months ago. So mostly everything I own is in a box in Orlando, somewhere in a storage unit right now. This was a lot easier to do as a collegiate member, because I could find things in the music building. I could find things in my local community. I could find a band program that needed help over the summer doing marching band camps. I could find programs that just needed just body manpower, as it were. But essentially, just making sure that we can be involved and being there is the most important part, and making sure that the decision that we choose to work for others when we can. Not saying don't like sacrifice everything, because then we do have to have things that we are obligated to in other aspects, but making sure that we do take the time to help others as we can. Any questions regarding any of this before I move on? Because I've just been talking for a hot minute.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and hop in really quickly. It's been a while since I saw Themes for Brotherhood, but I'm wondering, are these the official powers of the fraternity? I came in late, so I might have missed that. I remember
no.
Manpower, money, yeah. Power, music power, or whatever the order was.
There was an amendment to time, talent, and treasure as well.
Yeah, so these are kind of spins on that, mainly because like money, like anybody can do, right? But, well, I say anybody. Anybody can do music to, or not music, excuse me, anybody can do money to a certain point. But the idea is something that us as Symphonians can do, particularly within our group and all that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, thanks.
Yes, sir. Cool. But going on, we will see a quote that may or may not inspire or make things like that. So go and do. So go and do, kind of, again, within reason, right? Not just collegiate brothers, but all brothers is the more important part, because the thing that I find and things that I've seen over the last couple of years, especially from moving out of state to a completely brand new one, kind of seeing what the environment was there, looking back where I was coming from, was seeing that the spirit of wanting to go and do these things to actively participate was just lacking. And that is kind of a cultural thing that we have to overcome, right? Because as a society, we're very, and this is just speaking of the US in general, as a society, we are very much an individualistic society. But what we need to do as brothers is like actually flip the script. And we have to say that we're much more based as being a communal source versus just the individual source. So that way we can actually go and do to help our fellow mankind, whether they're brothers or not. And like with brothers and all that, we have to remember our commitments that we made to say that we're actually going to go out and do these things. Just making sure that we keep to our commitments, because we do have our oaths of obligation that we take as brothers to go and do these things to help all of mankind. Going from there. There we go. So this is kind of like a little bit of back and forth. And this is kind of a not generational thing, but a time thing as well. So what are some unique opportunities that you have had success with in your chapters as far as being able to act benevolent and act with benevolence in your communities?
Yeah, I know at my chapter, we've been talking about for a while, but they finally started implementing it. Having chapter funds go to an annual scholarship that is given to one of the music education students within the program. Doesn't have to be a brother, just someone at the university with a music education degree can qualify for the scholarship.
I can dig it. Yeah, absolutely. Anybody else?
I've got one. At the Gamma Epsilon chapter, I think 2 or 3 years ago, our chapter, along with the KKSI, TVS, and SAI chapters at Michigan State, we funded a piece that was written for the victims of Larry Nassar at Michigan State. So that was a big combined project by all the music orgs on our campus.
Excellent. Yeah, those are definitely unique circumstances that, while it's sad that it happens, but at the same time, it can provide opportunity for us to come together and kind of offer that peace, as it were, and especially through music. I see some chat stuff going off. Yeah, absolutely. There we go. Welcome to the chat, or welcome to the presentation. So just kind of getting it caught up, Brother Gonzalez, talking about benevolence and what it means to act with benevolence for the sake of Symphonia, essentially acting with the disposition to do good. And in my kind of personal interpretation, doing so without expecting anything out of it, being selfless, altruistic, things like that. But yeah, so we've had a couple good examples so far. Anyone else as far as your opportunities that you've had? Okay. Seeing none, or actually, I haven't checked chat. Nothing in the chat. One that I didn't personally lead or get going, but something I was happy to take part of, is we had the Pulse shootings back a while ago. I forget the year, but one of our brothers from the Upsilon Psi chapter actually organized this. wasn't from Orlando, but came from Tampa. We had brothers, Brother Chris Sexton, come all the way down. I think he had a gig in New York or something at the time. And we went and sang a vigil in probably about 3 days worth of notice or something like that. And it was one of those opportunities that we had to heal through the power of music, as we do. And just one of those incredible opportunities that we get like that. But going on from there, I just have, don't have a slide for it, but just generally, questions that we might have here that we could share with each other, or things like that. Anyone?
Can, I can't even pronounce the word, benevolence. Yes. Yeah. Can happen not just within our chapter to the community. Can that happen between chapters, really? Like, yeah. You know, any fraternity brother? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's more of a sense of, and again, there's no line to saying this has to be between A and B. This can go from A and C, A and D, E, so on and so forth. But the idea is to bring out that sense of wanting to do good for the sake of doing it for others. And kind of like what I mentioned earlier is, as a society, we are very much an individualistic society where we like look out for A number one versus some countries like Japan, for example, right? They're highly, highly, highly community-based, and they'll seek to develop the community above the self. So we have to fight the very nature of what we are as a country sometimes to pull off the ideals of what we are as Symphonians, which is, it's a matter of culture, history, and all things like that, but making sure that we can do what we can to help improve that situation.
It's almost like Western man versus Eastern man when you get right down to it, as far as the individual versus society.
Yeah. And one thing I wish I had access to, but there's a class I'm doing for my master's. It was behavioral sciences essentially, but it literally ranked the countries across on the planet of how they rank in terms of individuals versus community, things like that, and a bunch of other categories. And it's really, really telling whenever you see like us versus another country, for example, where one country is very much into one thing and we are very much into the opposite. And again, that's just where we have to kind of fight that nature. Or we learn to get along with it and like understand that perspective, but say, hey, like we need to break outside the box and do this, if that makes sense. But that is actually about all I had, and that actually went a bit faster, well, a lot faster than I thought it did, especially whenever I was running it. which is how these things go sometimes. But again, I'm happy to hang out. I'm going to be here for the other presentations as well. But if anyone has anything they want to chip in, anything they want to share, I'm completely free with that.
When you put up the triangle, that was interesting. The components of it were a little different, but it seems like we measure ourselves in three situations, in more than just a Fanyu Alpha. With EKU, we have an honorary rank called Foundation Professor that's above full professor. And it's a matter of, do you exceed in these three categories that you're judged at for full professor? Scholarly creative work, teaching, which is the biggest one, and service. And when I saw that triangle, I thought about how interesting the sameness and the slight differences, but doing something beyond yourself, doing your own particular thing, and some combination of those often seems to be broken up in threes like that. And I found that fascinating because I chaired that selection committee. And we were always saying, you know, are they stronger in this or in that? So when it came time to rank ourselves on your triangle there and try and guess where we fell on the continuum, it's eerily familiar to that other sort of scrutiny we've given each other at Eastern.
Yeah.
Nick, go ahead.
No, you're good.
Rich, it's funny you mentioned that because I was also having a thought when I was taking a look at this, and I would say I hate to be the resident mathematician, but everybody knows that's a damnable lie right there. But one of the other things that we tend to do when it comes to these sorts of things is talk about Venn diagrams and how these sorts of things can overlap with one another. So the triangle can extend geometrically very nicely in that regard, and your relative position can let you know what your priorities are. So depending on which of these three you would intersect with, or the relative position, it says a lot about where your balance is.
Interesting.
Yeah, but definitely agree. And it's funny because I'd actually never done the whole Venn diagram aspect of this, so I really like that a lot. I might redo some of the things that I have in my archives somewhere once I get my actual hard drive back, but yeah. Thank you, Dave.
Oh, always happy to throw some math everybody's way.
There was all things right in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, as much as we'd all like to be in that dead center position, I don't think that there will ever be, never say never, but I think it would be hard to find like another super duper like Ashen straight in the middle person like that.
Yeah.
I think it goes back to the whole cultural society thing back then as well, because I don't think that was much of the issue back in the early 1900s. I think it was more of a post-World Wars, Great Depression era, whenever we see that really begin to peak up, if that makes sense. But I'm not a history major in that aspect, put it that way. Like, there are more qualified people than that that can speak on that than me.
So since we're on the topic of benevolence anyway, I have a question for anybody who's interested in helping spark some ideas with me. What can we as brothers do to inspire our fellow brothers to want for benevolence within not only ourselves, but within our organization in general?
For me, I kind of relate this to workplace things where I try to get people driving on the culture of what we're trying to do at work, right? So you have to speak to them at work. You have to speak to them and not hammered in, drilled in, but you have to do it in such a way to where they get that, oh, this is what we're trying to go after. And I would say do this more so and have talks like these with the chapter, with the collegiate members, because that way you're actually building up that workplace culture, as it were, to where that way it doesn't become a talk. It becomes, hey, this is what we are about, versus, hey, don't forget to do this kind of talk.
So values rather than words.
Correct. Actions speak louder than words. And Tyler says, visit each other more. Yeah, that's something I mentioned earlier, talking about the brotherhood aspect. Just making sure that we're spending time with each other. Out in the ability sterling, some ongoing projects helping less fortunate individuals, not directly fraternity. Yeah. Yeah. Again, like, this isn't just strictly within the fraternity. This is something that we as brothers can do for all of mankind, not just brothers. So yeah, absolutely, Bill, 100%.
Nick, as you were talking just now, I was thinking of the idea of, it's not so much this is what we do as this is who we are.
Yep. And I would say it's important for all brothers, not just because I tried doing a topic like this as an FEO discussion one time for the chapter. But it's something that it shouldn't be just on the FEO. It shouldn't be just the president of the chapter to talk about. But this should be kind of on the forefront of all brothers' minds as we are going through like being brothers. Obviously, as your probation member, you get to hear a little bit about the history and the ideals and things like that. But I think we have to kind of almost have like a lesson plan to go back and hit some of these things, and not like big old hour-long sessions, but like maybe 5-10 minute chunks on one particular thing. And just kind of do details as we go out throughout the semester to kind of spoon feed it, to where that way it's a bit more digestible instead of taking up a large amount of time. Maybe people aren't just going to pay attention at all, but that way it's a consistent message to where they always hear it throughout the semester.
If it's all right, I'd really like to hear from some of our collegiate brothers that are present here. Back to Brother Carroll's point just a moment ago on the topic of visit each other more. I realize that within the last 2 years or so, it's been incredibly difficult to say, go physically visit another chapter. But have you had experiences where you have been able to go visit brothers at another chapter? I know that up here in Province 2, we are very geographically blessed in the sense that we have 11 active chapters, and the drive time from farthest chapter is 3 to 3.5 hours, depending on how reckless you drive and how the weather's treating you that particular day. So with that in mind, are there some collegiate brothers that can speak to their experience in the last couple of years of visiting other chapters?
sorry, I'll speak on my experience if I can real quick.
Please.
So, sorry. My name is Tyler Carroll, current chapter president for the Zaida chapter at Morehouse College. I have been able to attend Berry College's RIT as well as KSU's RIT. Berry College was about 3 hours or so from Morehouse, and KSU is about 30 minutes or so from Morehouse. And both times afterwards, I was able to not only just meet new brothers, but to actually have that camaraderie, to actually sit and talk and actually learn from each other. I think that's one of the biggest things. I know that from the RITs I have seen, I think it is a shame, and I think it is something that we can all really work on. And I know the pandemic thing has really slowed a lot of it down. But even before the pandemic started, that's when I saw Barry's RIT. One of the biggest things is that it's not a lot of, or it doesn't seem like there's a lot of involvement in such a illustrious ceremony. You know, I would love for collegiate chapters to be able to have RITs with, you know, great numbers of people, you know, in the course, and to actually get, you know, from beyond this point with the pandemic, but to get to have those alumni brothers and people come back, to actually bring that knowledge and spread some of that history and actually be able to do it within a province. But going just beyond the RITs, I don't remember the last time we've actually visited each other's chapter, like for chapter meeting. And that's something that I actually just spoke with my former province governor, Wes Taylor, about. I think that is something that could really help out with the collegiate chapters as well, especially with what's happening now with the national office and the, you know, lack of province participation, whatever it is. I think that actually traveling and participating and sitting in each other's chapter meeting and actually doing something that is formal and, you know, informal afterwards, whatever, but actually getting that opportunity to talk and bounce back ideas and learn from each other and be more than just a chapter, but be a province and be an actual, you know, national fraternity. That's kind of my take on it.
That was beautiful, and you give me hope for the future.
Thank you. I second that. Yeah, it kind of reminds me, it was the last initiation as an FEO for myself, but we were able to get the brothers from Stetson at Xinu, Rollins at Sigma Eta, and Mu Eta. We did a three-way initiation ritual in the cathedral at Rollins College, and that was just like mind-blowing. I don't know. I may have the picture floating around on my Facebook somewhere, but there's a picture of someone that went and did like an overhead shot of all the brothers in attendance. And it was just like the pews were just, so that was a lot of fun, and all it takes is talking to people. So, reaching out, knowing who all's in your province. And we do have some provinces that are much more, geographically blessed as they are. I say Texas was interesting. Province 32 is its own country. But I would say, and you kind of brought it up with the pandemic and everything, there are challenges where we've seen certain chapters go under because of numbers or because of this, that, the other. And this is where we have to try and help each other out. Because right now, especially without representation or very good communication to the national level, we've got to be able to help each other out. So this is why I love doing things like this, because this is an act of benevolence on Dave's part for putting this together. Because, like, again, I'm no expert in presenting on things like this, but whenever Dave does his part to get this going, he's doing more than like to help us out to actually keep that spirit going, to make sure that that flame doesn't die out.
What I'm doing here is encouraging brothers to come together and talk and exchange ideas and communicate and get the ball rolling on things like this, to make sure that we're still actively thinking about how we can continue to either be benevolent within the organization or attempt to keep each other going. to offer support to all in need.
And howdy, James. Welcome. It's an alumni from UADA. Good to see you, buddy. But anyone else as far as... Actually, James, how about this, since you're joining us in here. The talk has been about benevolence and how it represents itself within Symphonia. The disposition to do good, sometimes without acting in response for getting any reward of any sort. What would be some instances you had or have seen in regards to that? And I'll just kind of read your chat as it comes in, just to put you on the spot. Let's see, Ryan Smith, shout out to Grant Potter and Gamma Epsilon for all it has done to help Epsilon Alpha for the past semester. I hope those are the right letters. They helped initiate the PM class for fall 21 and helped bring the chapter from three brothers up to 10. It's excellent.
I was at Gamma Epsilon for that ritual. They actually took brothers from three different chapters because numbers were an issue for some of them, and were able to initiate brothers from three different chapters at that initiation ritual, including over tripling the size of our Epsilon Alpha chapter at University of Toledo, which is phenomenal. Hmm.
And I think James may not have heard my little call, but that's fine. And then Justin Mel, hey Justin, how's it going? Another Mewaita guy. Good, good, good.
Well, we do still have about 10 minutes or so before we'd like to wrap up. Were there any other questions for mass consumption or comments regarding the subject of benevolence?
Yeah, if anything, I would say if I were to wrap this up in a nice little bow, I would say go and do within reason, make sure you're there, make sure that you're willing to help, and get out of the individualistic style and try to go to the community style that we mentioned as well, as far as working within society would be the predominating message, I would say.
Definitely we before me.
Yeah, there you go. Even better.
Or as I like to say frequently and incorrectly, there is no me in team. Oh, wait.
Just a part of it.
Yes, me is a part of team.
James. Oh, there we go. So James, done a few fundraisers for some organizations I really enjoyed, such as Relay for Life and preparing musical pieces to perform at elderly homes. Yeah. So with the music at elderly homes, a much more traditional one, and fundraisers to help out organizations. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because like we don't get anything back for doing it. We just do it to do it. So exactly right. So thank you, James.
Also calls back to something that we said earlier about man, music, and money power, or time, talent, and treasure. This is an example of all three of both of those concepts.
Yep.
Excellent. Well, as we're wrapping up, let me just say thank you one more time to Brother Phillips for facilitating this discussion and presenting today. We really appreciate you being here and presenting on the topic of benevolence. Thank you so much.
Not a problem, y'all. Yeah, and if anyone has questions, feel free to reach out in case anyone has any questions that they'd like to ask off screen, as it were. There's nothing wrong with that. So feel free to reach out. And then I'll see y'all in St. Louis.
That sounds wonderful. I'm going to go ahead and stop recording.